Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Thursday. March 19th, 2026.
Was a big Thursday in these parts.
Big Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
That used to mean something in the old church days. Big Thursday. It was a big, one of the local churches had like a big, big event on one Thursday. And it, all the other churches were like, eh, we'll support that and go. But I don't remember what it was now.
You might not see that much now. It seems to be more competition for the soul.
The title of big.
Or just, you know, like, you should come to our church. Don't go to that one. That church can go to hell. Come to ours.
2 minute warning, the Lord's coming back soon.
You know what? Who would believe it if it happened? If he told you, I am Jesus, H. Christ of Jerusalem?
I've said that a bunch, man. I feel the same way. Like, even if that is, like, if I'd been around in Galilee and stuff, and, you know, first off, if I saw, like, even today, like, it's just like you said, if I saw some dude walking on Lake Hartwell, yeah, I'd say, get me some of what he's got.
Party Island. I'm sure you've thought of this and probably thought better against it.
Better against it.
Galilee. Beard oil.
No.
It's you on the front with long hair.
It's probably not the right move.
Wearing a tool belt.
Oh, because I'm a carpenter.
Yeah. You know what?
Somebody make the carpenters, but add the third member of Jesus.
Oh, God.
The
what
carpenters. How great.
That's got to be a shirt at least.
What is Karen be your co-pilot. She'll throw, go ahead.
What is the fine line between sacrilege and merchandising? Because people would love that, man.
Depends on what you do with the money from it.
A good point.
I think that's the big thing. You know,
funnel it back through the church. Supposed to.
Right.
You should.
Well, yeah. I mean, you are supposed to do that.
Until the preacher builds a house he doesn't talk about publicly.
Right.
But y'all know where it is and how big it is.
He can come by and see you when you're not feeling well, but you can't come to his house.
They sell a lot of books.
Go to the Lord's house. It's there. Why do you want to come to my house when the Lord's house is right there?
It's like, yeah, don't worry about it.
Your house is bigger than our congregation. Our, not congregation, whatever you call it, our worship hall. They have so many different words you use. Vestibule. Vestibule, deacons.
Yeah.
I mean, the only ones I knew at that point were demons, and they were from Wake Forest.
They were. Shout out to Randolph Childress.
What's up, Deeks?
Mark Deeks. Lucas. Dave Odom.
Many others.
Many others.
Dave Odom.
I'm telling you, so.
Dave-o!
It's going to take me a second to wake up and get
you
with
You seem
it.
Sleepy.
I'm just, like, burnt. I'm like a candle that's, like, burnt at both ends.
I feel it.
You're one of those for 3 weeks.
It's been a rough week.
I feel like, I don't know.
Let me think, look, you do the job of 3 people.
I need,
bless him.
I need a week off every month.
God,
that's where I'm at
in
life.
Plan.
I know a lot of people, like, you know, quit bitching, you know, I got to work 12 hours. I've done all that before. I've spent years doing that stuff.
Yeah.
So I feel you. I feel the plight. Too old to do a lot of that stuff now. Too old and too fat. But, like, I need a schedule where I need, like, you know, more time off. Just to break it up in between.
What is – so it's a mental thing, obviously, not a physical thing. Yeah.
I spent 3 hours in the afternoon yesterday just doing stuff for the rest of the week. And I'm like, something's off. Like, it's got to be a balance somewhere where you don't have to do that much stuff.
That's do you do it all on one – like, when you do the FOF line, do you – is that, like, honestly, do you knock it all out in one day?
Try to, because I don't like having different stuff lingering around you got to go back to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually a couple hours in one clip.
It's probably easier just to get through it and get it done than to go back and work on it when you got something half done.
Yeah.
Especially editing like that.
But then, you know, it takes a while, and then you get it, and you're like, okay, that's done.
Yeah.
Might leave a bleep out.
Cutting
you don't want to do that half asleep, do you?
Like, cutting the bit yesterday for Edith was, you know, you do a short cut, a long cut, and you kind of, you know, clip some stuff up. And that took a little bit.
Right.
And look, we got people calling about the podcast because it posts later in the afternoons now. And some guy says he can't listen to it before he goes to work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, that's on me. Like, I can't do it after the show.
Of course not.
Like, I got to be able to, like, take some time and then go back and because I'll pull stuff that, you know, when you listen to it, you're like, oh, okay, I'll use this for that. And
yeah.
You know, for production stuff and
Bestem audio, things like that.
Yeah, or your little funny little, you know, quips you hear. Little 15-second worst of.
Yeah, like who's.
Stuff like that. So, but, you know, like you do it and it piles up and you realize it's been like a couple months.
Yeah.
So you really had some time off and you're like, God, I hate this right now.
Do you need a whole week, though? Like, maybe a day? Would a day? What would you do on that day? And I'm not being facetious right now. I'm trying to get in your head. Paige, come in. There's room.
Nothing. Nothing work-related.
Nothing work-related.
You might need some time at the beach or up in the mountains just to, you know,
like defrag.
It's the only two options, really.
Well, where else would you? Well, Gatlinburg. I don't know where.
Less mountains, though.
Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking. Or stay at home and just sleep.
Well, that's what he does now. And
but, like, all that stuff you're talking about, that's more work. It's not, like, vacations, I mean, they're work, right? They're not vacations.
They shouldn't be work.
You got to go somewhere. You got to book the room. You got to worry about what you're going to eat. You got to go
drive
around.
There or fly there, yeah.
Or you got to go around town when you're there to make sure you do everything you want to do. Wait in lines.
Oh, you're so grumpy.
It's rare to deal with a fat boy.
And women love to vacay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
So you do it mainly for the women.
So we'll, like, whenever we are next off, which I don't know, what is it, the end of summer? Is that when you, will you and Mrs. Boy go on a vacation?
No. I don't vacation. To me, vacation is being off work. I'm not one of these people that feels like they have to go, like, see stuff.
Right.
Like, I'm not a traveler.
I used to be that traveler. I loved it.
Like, traveling to me is...
Sage was in Paris a month ago.
No. I would like to take, like, a day and just say, we haven't been to this place. Let's just go. Like, Helen, Georgia, we went down there, and we didn't eat at a restaurant. We ate at Wendy's. We drove all the way down there and had Wendy's. And we ate on the river.
You're, dude, it's what's familiar, right? Like, I remember when it's we so went funny. To... As a kid, went to the Bahamas, and God, it might have been Freeport.
Oh, Freeport sucks.
We went to Burger King there because my parents thought it would be cheap. And damn, Whoppers were like $8.
Jesus.
That's what they are now.
Well, I meant, but there then.
They're probably bigger back then.
Probably.
With real meat.
That was like a whipper. It's a whimper.
A whimper.
Just like, for example, you know. But that's not just one place. That's
we
all
love
the
Burger King, though. We love Burger King. They're redoing their company. Did you hear that? They're getting rid of the actual King thing. I don't know. Yeah. Like, I don't know if it's so the new CEO almost seems, and this isn't disparaging because I feel the man is a leader, but he's almost like the Trump of Burger King. And so he's going and they dismantled the whole King thing.
So no more you rule?
No more King.
So it's just Burger?
Burger K.
No, I mean, but it's called Burger King, but like there's not going to be a man of royalty there.
No more crowns?
Damn.
Major mistake.
I think so too.
So whoever this guy is, you're going to ruin the company.
His daddy's probably the one that took playgrounds away.
Oh, his dad bought it and let his son run it?
Probably.
I probably can't say much about that, but still.
Well.
You're going to ruin the company, dude. Looks like Red Lobster's CEO is a real young guy. Like, hang on, you might get a little too... I don't know if you know
the stories of Red Lobster, pal. When that was the only game in town if you wanted a piece of fish.
Mm-hmm. God.
Unless you went down to Tadpole and Greer.
Do you know the CEO of Silver Bay is 12 years old?
No, really?
It's like a Doogie Howser situation.
Wow.
They're getting so young. Like, don't mess with the formula too much. Now people would say, well, they've been bankrupt, like, you know, Red Lobster forever and ever.
Flavor Flav.
Yeah, Flavor Flav wants to buy him, but like, you don't mess with the cheese biscuits.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
The captain's platter or whatever it is. Like, you leave the menu alone.
Yeah.
These people want to come in and get wild with it.
I always like the captain's platter. There's a little bit of everything. Like a big old sample of captain's platter.
I mean, it'd be silly if it was Red Lobster and they wanted to get rid of the lobster. We don't serve lobster here anymore, ma'am.
I'll tell you what.
They don't let you look at them through the tanks no more.
No.
You'll see what's going to happen. You'll be like the guy who tried to change Dixie Star around back in the day, and then he got caught on camera trying to burn it down.
Oh, man.
You
want
to do that,
dude. Oh, boy, you talk about that, how that come back and bite you in the butt.
Ryan started fading away because they wanted to change too much stuff.
Search my details before I bring up a news story that I saw.
Quincy's was going to change the big fat yeast roll to another name, take the T out, put another letter in there. Was going to give him a little rainbow flag. I'm like, nope, can't do it. You change it too much.
My God.
Look.
It took me a minute, but I like it.
Even they had the big fat beast roll for Marshawn Lynch, too. People can get used to it. Like, I can't see a piece of bread with dreadlocks on it. It's weird, man.
No. No, it's not. Same way, like, I don't want to eat Pringles and my mustache disappears. I don't want that to happen. Pringles. It's kind of a weird that kind of thing, isn't it? Maybe international women that have a facial hair problem will eat Pringles now, thinking that it will help get rid of that facial hair. Or go see my friend Paige.
Yeah.
Either way. Pringles or Paige, it's up to you. One of them might give you a heart attack. I don't know.
Both
of them. You decide which one that is.
I'll rip quickly.
Yeah, if you're a great lady, you need some help.
Just calm down.
Oh, man. Yeah. So,
but, you know, you just.
What can lift that? I mean, you're smiling now.
Yeah, it's just
you weren't frowning earlier. You just
no.
You were reclined back a little further than normal in the chair. He's laying flat right now. You want a shiatsu?
Little obstacles here or there. You know, just got to get through them.
Yeah. You were having trouble logging into FBook.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, man. We just want to log in and get the bit working.
The stream, the live stream. Because we figured out you can go and disperse the content through all the platforms, but... They realize that, especially when it's now the one where they're owned by the same company. They're like, I don't care. But then when you get it with the other ones that are owned by other companies, they're like, no, we're not sharing at the same exact time. You're just using us. So, well, you've been using our content for 17 years. Wouldn't it be
really
fine? If you, we've discovered through analytics and things such as that Facebook is the best one to go live on and then. Play it, you know, put it out later on the other ones.
This stuff is too hard to learn.
Facebook.
Like, even like with the video part of it. Like, if I didn't know a little bit about like a couple settings on the computer,
yeah,
I never would have been able to get these two things going this morning.
Really?
And I don't know if technically if I did it right yet or not. It could still be backwards.
You want to do a run through?
Well, we got to, like.
I
don't know how to answer that, really. I think we can. We'd have to record it and then go back and listen to it.
You sound like a little engine. I think you can.
It's like I'm trying to figure out an answer and answer it at the same time.
Well, do the first one first and then the second one second. Think of the answer.
It's logical.
Paige and I will have a conversation while you can just think.
Because I get to a point where it's just like, it's like you look down the highway and there's nothing on it. Like, that's the inside of my brain sometimes. Mm. Like, everything just
it's
goes away.
It's not possible in Greenville anymore. There's a high-rise there or some kind of new coffee place or something.
Like, if the boss came to us and said, here's some new software, use it. I'm like, okay, do I have to teach myself, like, for 4 or 5 hours, like, how to maybe be decent at it on top of everything else that's going on?
I have said that and thought that for a while that, you know, I mean, it is, I love my job. I do. But, like, I don't know many other jobs where they just kind of blindly push you into it. Because, again, there's no rule book. I mean, there's not. There's this certain words and then the things you shouldn't say anyway. But there's no rule book until you've committed this so-called crime. And then learning technology. I mean, it's simple, but the way we have to, like, if you just did, like, I could go live on my phone right now, no problem.
Yep.
Easy. You could do that. But then putting it all together into one, and then.
But I feel like some kid could do it, like that.
I know, but they won't let them work young.
Well, give us a kid that knows how to edit and do graphics. I would like to learn graphics, like the cool video, like packages and whatnot. But I'm like, there's no way. I can't learn all that.
Adobe. You have it on your computer.
Adobe. I don't know. I think he lives in an apartment.
Like, it just
learn to edit.
Any of that stuff. Then on the other hand, I feel like, well, like, I don't. Creating value for yourself only goes so far.
Paige is a good editor, although we'd all be astronauts on Jupiter, though, I think, in the video.
Dude, I'll make y'all pretty.
If I learn how to edit, and I told management about it, which you don't want to do, but if they found out.
Yeah, they'd have you do it for a
Every someone station else. In the flipping building.
Yeah.
True that.
Other shows, too. And I'm like, well, if you host this show, you don't have to learn how to, because we got a dude over here that'd do it for us.
Plus, and you know, they for a while, and I get this too. They wanted to not use like the platforms. They wanted to, like, create their own platform.
Yeah.
That's not. I mean, it worked for Rumble, or is working, or like Truth to a degree. But to start your own and expect that's a lot to ask.
Like, are you expecting everybody to flock to it?
So when they had that 2 hour long webinar or whatever, like. And I would tell them too. I mean, no offense, but like, I had it on and it was on mute, and I was watching like Love Connection or something. Because I knew by the orator that day, they didn't know. You could tell they had no confidence in what they were saying. I was like, this is not going to ever happen.
Nope.
Guess what?
It didn't.
But do you remember
You can't fight the machine.
Remember years ago, they wanted to start their own video service, and they're like, don't link to YouTube, don't use
That's what
it.
I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the different thing that never happened. That's a separate thing.
Oh, there were two.
Yeah. But they're like, we're like, everybody's on YouTube.
Yeah.
And they make it so easy to share. Like, it's all about the monetization, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Keeping all that for yourself.
Right. Even all the monetization.
Let's use the link to our player that nobody knows what it is.
This stuff changes over freaking night. I mean, it really can.
Well, that's where you go mad trying to keep up with trends.
I still will not get TikTok. It's you know, if you find a funny one, and that's the thing, it kind of makes it where somebody sends you one, you can still watch it. You don't have to be on there.
I don't use it like I used to. It is so hard to make a video. It's like you have too many options on there.
Yeah.
And I'm not fast enough to, like, you know, put one together in 2 minutes. The one where, you know, I messed with Paige's coffee that day, that took me 2 hours to figure out how to do.
Really?
Yeah.
The whole time I was in the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah, like, I filmed it, and I'm like, I don't know what to do with it now. And I had to sit with it and, like, watch a tutorial. I'm like, this is...
Yeah.
I'm too old.
See,
too stupid.
I could have my daughter. She does videos for my business. I could have her. But see, then I'd have to pay her.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want her doing all that for nothing. On top of having two kids and a bunch of animals.
Right.
Bunch of farm babies.
Mm-hmm.
She's like a farm mama.
Farm babies.
She would probably say, oh, I've suddenly forgot how to do it, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
It's changed overnight, like you said.
It changed too fast.
I can't log into my Facebook. Did you get in?
No.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's not. I think that's a Meta issue. I don't know who to contact on their end as far as, hey, because I can't log in at home. I can log in on my phone and look at it.
You know, I heard that for the first time the other day, people saying Meta. Well, they were talking about the stocks, so they could. But I mean, I've never heard otherwise than Meta until I think about a beta test or a beta fish, and then that's
spelled the same.
Yeah, like feta cheese. Is it supposed to be feta cheese?
Smells
that
like
sounds gross. All right, David, there you go. Go on that one. Smells like feta.
Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I like it. So did you figure it out?
Yeah.
How's it going, fellas?
I like this guy. No, I still can't log in. I feel if we did it all from our phones, might be able to do it that way. One of us, I don't know. See,
how did we do it years ago and it just stopped?
So I think, you know, our guest... For Fussing.
Yep.
I think he has just a fan page. And I don't know if he runs it or has access to it.
Yeah.
That's all I would be able to tag him into. Because I don't think he has a personal one. Unless I just got blocked. I don't know.
God, at this point, it would just be easier just to invite people to come in here and watch it.
Come on.
Like, I appreciate what was done yesterday as far as setting it up, but I didn't really get much after that as far as like instruction, like, you know, hey, do this and that, or
yeah.
So,
well, you know, one time I will say that I you know, it's not jealousy. It's more like, yeah, I they're doing that. That's cool. So I had mentioned that someone that that I knew, that the person I'm referring to also knew, someone here in management, and I said, you know, look at the videos they're doing. This, it looks very professional. It looks really good. I'm not going to do any impressions. Yeah, you like that? He bought that outfit himself.
God.
He bought the cameras and everything. And I'm like,
even the back.
Well, he's stupid. Like, sorry. You imagine you work at Jiffy Lube and they're like, hey, we need you to bring, well, they may ask you to bring your own tools. It's something like that. I don't know.
But bring just, your own
I
oil.
Doubt it.
Hey, you work at, I can't think of a good example.
You can't use our oil. Bring your own.
Bring your own peanut oil.
They put it in like somebody else's car.
They bring their own wrenches.
I asked about somebody similar.
Yeah.
First off, that person never answered me when I asked what kind of equipment they use. But when I brought that person's name up to maybe the boss, and they're like,
yeah,
that person invests in their own brand. And look where it got them. I'm like, okay. Like, it didn't give us, like, make it our brand then. Like, give it to us.
That's, yeah. Because. That, yeah, I mean, that's, there's truth to that. I have pride of ownership, just don't have the ownership part.
Like, I don't want to
really
spin it and give it to you, you know?
Right. Well, yeah.
Because we talked about green screens and stuff. And
I have, like, them.
Yeah, like Paige had to buy her own.
Well, it was for different stuff. I mean, I've got three of them if you need them.
I mean, we talked about getting them in here for backgrounds. And I mean, we're told, like, stuff will get, you know, eventually, at some point, figure it out.
Eventually, when?
I don't know. These walls are supposed to be painted, and they're supposed to have a different light than the old snake light here.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, and also, like, I think eventually, and I appreciate each and every one of you, but I think eventually you're going to get tired of hearing us bitch about it. They probably are now. You're probably, yep, oh, that was 5 minutes ago, man.
Guys, do something.
But, you know, what are we supposed to do? I mean, it does constantly, you know, if I find out that, like, there's, like, some kind of, somebody's messing with stuff on purpose, because it doesn't seem like really anybody else has the issues.
No.
The date was wrong yesterday. I thought it was March 0th.
Yeah, that was something else.
There's this freaking show in this building that only broadcasts once a flipping week. And they got like 20 people in their stream at once. And that works out.
Well, like, and is one of them not part of the IT department?
Well, not anymore. That was the trade-off.
Mm.
That's what I was told. If you do this, you can't do that.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? Like, if it, you know.
Which makes no sense.
You can't, is it blood from a turnip? Is that what it is?
Yeah,
blood
from a turnip truck.
Yeah.
Something.
Exactly.
I forget.
Turnips out of blood, brother.
What does an upside down turnip mean, for God's sakes?
That's farm swinging.
You know, like, you can't. And I would say this too, like, you know, do videos. Okay. Give us the equipment.
Yeah, hook it up.
I'll say that I'm dead in the ground. I will.
That's what people want to see. Like, you know, when you go look for something, you look for a video first.
Yeah, of course. Like, we're working around that. Like, we're still, you know, working in the world of sound, which works. But, you know, all the big ones have that video portion down pat.
Yep.
And we don't. Like, we have one, two, three. We have the access to have six lights above us, which is, you know, important.
Yep.
We have four.
Yeah, the other two don't work. The one blinks and, like, strobes.
And a lamp. And do more videos.
If you could go back, I hate doing these arguments because you can't do anything. Would you change the grassroots approach of, because when that worked, like, that was branded as okay. these guys don't need any marketing dollars. They need minimal equipment. Look what they did.
No, because we wouldn't have gotten it. I mean, that we wouldn't have gotten it. And so it wouldn't have flourished. I mean, I feel. Yeah, I mean, that was yeah. huge.
We used to hand out our own bumper stickers, not during work hours, you know.
Had to buy them, too. Downtown. Had to buy your own stickers.
Yeah.
Because I remember you had to get sponsors for them.
Oh, yeah.
God almighty.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but that's still where, well, you're good at getting me to vent. And there's no venting, really. Right. It's just like talking.
I get it from a management standpoint. I'd be doing the same thing.
What?
These guys want to spend their own money. Let them do it.
Well, of course. Of course. Like, yep. Drive them to it. And, like, that's where I will, like, I will not. I won't. Even not though anymore. I know that it would probably be pretty minimal, I'm not.
I mean, look what you did already over the years. We're talking about websites, too.
Shoot. That was... That, you know what, like, God bless you. You're right.
Message boards. You had to pay out of pocket for an admin for a message board.
I had to pay
board.
Out of pocket for the podcast. Like, we were the first one in the state to do it. It was on a system called Podcive. I don't even know if they're still around or not. And it was, I mean, it was like $49 a month. It wasn't terribly expensive, but then, And then when we started the P1 thing, like, I literally would. You know, there was no, like, software stuff. So I'd read the email. Okay, Jeremy Ellenberg, type that on the one sheet. And then the phone number and then the address and then his preferred P1 name. And I'd save him on a disk. And then when we got purchased by the company that owns us now, they wanted all my disks. And I gave it to them. Like, I gave them, like, 30,000 email addresses.
God, man. Just the fact that you saved that much up.
I mean, it was on little diskettes, too, because there wasn't like the cloud.
Do you remember how, look, it was fun, but the message board was a pain in the ass. So the fact that you'd have to moderate that, all the arguments. And
that was crazy.
Yeah, but that was part of that turned into like the whole, the grassroots thing. Like there were, you know, people on there meeting and they would eventually get married and people who would eventually fight each other in person.
It was... Nuts.
People from other morning shows making aliases, not realizing that we ran the back end of the message board. We could see your email address. Good morning, Paul. Many others.
It was really nuts. And that was before MySpace really took off.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. So crazy.
That was MySpace, also very important to the show, was MySpace.
It was.
Dang. Look at that.
It was.
Like, doing that now is just not a thing.
Yeah.
Corporate would want the piece first.
Well, I mean, you know, like, I do get that part of it. Like, you know, they, you know, it's like think about Jimmy. I don't want to use Jimmy Kimmel. Who's the most accepted? I guess Fallon, because he doesn't really.
Yeah, although he's kinda...
he did have people out. Headhunting for him, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, stuff that he and Horatio allegedly.
Right. But down deep, his name's on it, but he doesn't own it. And he doesn't, like, own the Masters. He doesn't own the any golf tournaments. No, he doesn't own the Master tapes. He doesn't own the likeness. I mean,
the show.
Isn't that wild? But he gets paid like hell. And he has
I know, like they
a
all
staff
said
of hundreds are likely to do look, everything.
Look what Stern had to go through to get his tapes back. I stopped recording all our old stuff because what can I do with it anyway? If we left or went somewhere else, I mean, we couldn't use that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because technically the IP is not ours.
Well, even though, as another, God, I got railroaded on, which, I mean, it's what it is. I was very naive and stupid, too. Like, just gave them the website. That's not even used now.
God. That was a
paid
fight for
that
years.
Too. Paid for that.
And it sucks. It's a live and learn situation, but like none of this stuff is ever going to happen again. The situation, the same reaction, like it's all unique.
I think we people are wired different now. Like, I don't know. Also, like you've got a million things to get your attention. Like the fact that if you right now are listening. I love the hell out of you. Like, I really do.
Yeah.
Like, you're listening to... I mean, I'm having a fine little talk here. I don't know that it's the most sensational or entertaining radio, but it's just, it's real. We're just sitting here like talking about stuff and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And but there, at the same time, you could go listen to something about aliens. You could go listen to something about like anything you are interested in.
There's audio for everything.
Anything and everything. Are you a Catholic lesbian who hates St. Patrick's Day? It's a new podcast from Odyssey. It would be a thing. It's so niche or niche, ever how you want to say it. I used to say niche. Nevertheless.
kind of feel, you know, it does feel good to throw it out there.
And it's just, it's truth.
If you make it now, you got to have a team, right? You see some 15-year-old kid who's got a couple million followers on TikTok. He's got a team behind him, right? Or he's about to get one.
Probably.
Yeah, somebody.
They don't answer their own stuff.
I'm waiting for Logan Paul to write a book. I want to know how he like somehow taught all these people to like just hang out with him to get the cool, you know, leftovers or whatever. And it's like, and they go to be big too, like
YouTubers, man.
Yeah.
YouTube. Like, that's how they get big.
But if we were doing this not at the... See, that's where it does kind of... You know, I about said it just there. Like, if we were, like, doing this on our own, like, hey, y'all come over to the house today. We'll sit at my dining room table and do Facebook fussing. I'd get good lighting and make sure, like, everything was good.
Hell, your house by itself would be better lit than this. Thank just you. During the day.
I appreciate that.
With the windows.
He's complimenting my lighting, Paige.
That's so nice. AP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Toyota builds vehicles that don't just keep up, they lead the pack. On the road, in your routine, and most of all, within your budget. Take the Camry and Corolla, two stylish and dependable cars, both with the latest tech and driver-friendly features, and the performance to make every commute feel effortless. Or if you're chasing space, adventure, and versatility, check out Toyota's RAV4 and Grand Highlander, delivering the capability, comfort, and confidence to take you everywhere you need to go. Plus, with hybrid options designed for efficiency and four-wheel and all-wheel drive models ready for any terrain, your Toyota is more than just a reliable way to get around. It's built for your way of life. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to step into a new Toyota. Start your search for great deals today at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org or call 1-844-REDEEM-0.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Well, did you know that Harrison Ford stapled his Indiana Jones hat to his head while he was filming Raiders of the Lost Ark?
God, why?
Well, it makes sense.
Does it?
You don't want your hat flying off, do you?
No, but... God
but
dang.
Not to the point of stapling myself in the head.
No.
Also, it's how's that never come out before?
I've never heard that.
Me neither.
So Ryan Gosling, he says, you meet your heroes unless they're Harrison Ford. And then he said, quote, he's as cool as you want him to be. And so this is on a podcast where he shared this information. A few examples of how really cool Harrison Ford is. And he's not like us, according to Ryan. And then he adds that he stapled his Indiana Jones hat to his head while he was filming.
You know, I read also that he had to bring his own camera to the set. When he did Indiana Jones.
He had to edit the movie himself afterwards.
He did.
No, Data did that.
Data.
Or whatever his name was in that movie.
Short Round,
yeah.
God, man.
So according to Ryan, he says that his hat kept flying off, and he's riding the horse, and they're trying to tape it. And he said, forget it. Give me a stapler. And he stapled it to his head.
Didn't something happen with the ball? Didn't it come off track? And
The big when it chased him down the – I don't know.
It was either that or it actually happened to somebody at Disney World.
Well, I found out the one in Disney World – like the stage show that you see where they do it on stage, yep. Like there's someone inside that ball making it turn. What? Like it's not, they're not just releasing the ball. There's someone in there, like, so, I guess crawling to make it.
So it's already too heavy.
I don't know, but just imagine that thing gets away from you and you start, and you fall flat. Like you ever ride the Gravitar at the beach and they'd shut it off right real quick and you just slide right off the wall, fall? Yeah.
Because nothing's pinning you against the...
No. Like if you threw up, uh-oh, it's going to come back and hit you right in the face.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, just like Wheel of Fortune. Somebody's working that wheel, right? It's not just going to land on bankrupt twice in a row.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that would be illegal, I think, but...
Somebody's got to have a little timer for it or slow it down.
Yeah. Well, that was good, Paige.
Yeah. I'm not going to staple my hat to my head for fussing, so...
I don't expect you to because it's not that windy and you're not riding a horse through the town.
True. Not a white one.
So, another example of Harrison Ford, he punched Ryan during a scene in Blade Runner 2049. And he says, quote, when they brought me ice for my face, he took the ice away and put his fist in it and said, I forgive you.
Fist in what, though? He's telling too much.
It wasn't the
Take
eyes,
that book out of print.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
And up to RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby. Get with the times.
Right. So we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Toyota builds vehicles that don't just keep up, they lead the pack. On the road, in your routine, and most of all, within your budget. Take the Camry and Corolla, two stylish and dependable cars, both with the latest tech and driver-friendly features, and the performance to make every commute feel effortless. Or if you're chasing space, adventure, and versatility, check out Toyota's RAV4 and Grand Highlander, delivering the capability, comfort, and confidence to take you everywhere you need to go. Plus, with hybrid options designed for efficiency and four-wheel and all-wheel drive models ready for any terrain, your Toyota is more than just a reliable way to get around. It's built for your way of life. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to step into a new Toyota. Start your search for great deals today at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
You've heard me talk about Samaritan, and today I get to tell you about an additional sharing option called Redeem HealthShare. It's everything we love about Samaritan, like the freedom to choose your providers and be in control of your healthcare, but with more program options to fit your budget and healthcare needs in a modern digital platform. There's an add-on feature to allow for a wider range of medical bills to be shared, including preventative, dental, vision, and routine care. Join the hundreds of thousands of fellow Christians and check out RedeemHealthShare.org today.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.